ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः। ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः। देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। नारायणः परो व्यक्तादण्डमव्यक्तसम्भवम् अण्डस्यान्तस्तु मे लोका सप्तद्वीपा च मेदिनी। सीइंग दिस उपोद्घात भाष्यम् वेर यू कम टू दिस सेंटेंस, शंकर भगवत्पादा स्टेट्स वाई ही राइट्स दिस कमेंटरी। By way of stating, he also discusses the Anubandha Chatushtayam, the topic of Anubandha Chatushtayam. He says, Artha Nirdharanartham Sankshepataha Vivaranam Karishyami. I shall do the explanation briefly for the ascertainment of the meaning. Clearly. Why? Because he said, Tasya Asya Gita Shastrasya Sankshepataha Prayojanam Param Nishreyasam Sahetukasya Samsarasya Atyantoparama Lakshanam. Correct? We stopped here last time. Do you know where exactly we stopped? This is where we stopped. Gita Shastrasya Asya Tasya Gita Shastrasya Prayojanam Sankshepataha. Briefly, it can be said the param, the prayojanam, the benefit of this Shastram called Bhagavad Gita is Param Nishreyasam. Param, absolute, ultimate. The benefit accomplishable through the study of Bhagavad Gita is the knowledge of the absolute reality, which is one knowledge of one's own self. Atma Jnanam is Brahma Jnanam. There's no greater accomplishment than the knowledge of the self. Knowing the truth of the universe is knowing the truth of one's own self, which is the ultimate absolute end. There's no greater accomplishment than attainment of knowledge. That's why it is Param. Why? Because there's nothing superior, greater than the reality. Reality is beyond everything. There's nothing beyond the reality. Reality is the absolute. So knowledge of that reality is the absolute knowledge, which is absolute accomplishment, param. It is nishreyasam, param nishreyasam. The benefit is nishreyasa praptihi. Nishreyasam, actually the word Shreyas is a Sakaranta Shabda. But Shreyasam, Nishreyasam is a Akaranta, Napumsakalinga Shabda. Nishreyasam itself means absolute good. The word Shreyas literally means good. But here, Nishreyasam is absolute good, ultimate good. Why it is jnanam is ultimate good, absolute good, because it blesses the most desirable, absolutely desirable for all people of all times, of all places. Pooja Swami explained very beautifully, what is absolute good? Absolute good is, the word good is adjective. Adjective is always relative. It can never be absolute. An adjective is relative. Why? Because what is good for one person cannot be good for, need not be good for other person. What is good in one given place need not be good in other place. You can wear sweater. No, you can wear all jackets in winter. What is good in winter? Now, how many of you can now, you know, beautiful spring has come in England. How many of you can wear, sweater now? No, in spring has come. Now, as long as August, September. September will pack or will change all our summer clothes, the winter clothes. Summer clothes will come out. Spring clothes will come out. Our quilts will go inside. The thin blanket sheets will come. Why? What is good in one time is not good another time. This is relatively good. Big blankets, thick blankets and all good in winter. Not always. So relatively good. Also, what is good in a given place also? What is time? Time-wise relative. Place spatially relative. And also person-wise relative. What is good for one person always says low sugar. So he has to have always chocolates in his pocket. High sugar, don't touch chocolates. So what is good for one person is not good for other people. What is, therefore, the word good is relative. But absolutely good, ultimately good is that which is good for all people of all places of all times is jnanam. The param nishreyasam. Absolute good is, that is jnanam, because jnanam is the, Pooja Swami's words, buying power of moksha. Jnanam itself is moksha. Moksha. So nishreyasam actually means, the implied meaning of the nishreyasam is moksha. Okay. So param nishreyasam is the prayojanam, the accomplishment of the ultimate goal. Ultimate purushartha, param purushartha moksha is the ultimate benefit of studying Bhagavad Gita. And then, is jnanam, sahetukasya samsarasya atyanta uparama lakshanam. This ultimate benefit in terms of the accomplishment of the knowledge of the reality, which itself is moksha, is in the form of resolution of samsara along with its cause, ignorance. Sahetukasya samsarasya uparamaha means total resolution of samsara, sahetukam, along with its cause, ignorance, is the benefit. So ignorance will resolve, ignorance caused samsara will resolve, there will be only moksha, which is nothing but reclaiming, which is take ownership of the happiness which is already there as one's own sarupam. This is the benefit. This is prayojanam. Tasya gita, asya gita shastrasya prayojanam param nishreyasam sahetukasya samsarasya atyanta uparama lakshanam param shreyasam is the prayojanam. Okay. We have to see the next sentence. This is a new class. Today's class comes. Tatcha, 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 and that absolute good in terms of the knowledge of the absolute reality, which itself is mokshaha, the ultimate human pursuit, paramapurushartaha. That knowledge, tad stands for jnanam, which itself is mokshaha. Tat cha, and that jnanam, which is the accomplishment of, which is the benefit of studying Bhagavad Gita, happens, bhavati, that jnanam happens. Jnanam, which itself is moksha, happens. How? Dharmat. Dharmat bhavati. Dharmat means only strict by, dharmat means dharmena bhavati. Dharmena eva jnanam siddhyati. Dharmat eva jnanam siddhyati. Tatti jnanam, Gita Shastra Patana Prayojanam Jnanam Siddhyati happens Bhavati Katam Dharmat. The word Dharmaha is a very, very highly expressive word. We know there's no equivalent word at all in any European language, any of the European languages. So Dharmaha in this context means the lifestyle. Dharmaha means order. That by which everything is held, upheld is dharmaha. Dhriyate anena iti dharmaha. Dharanat dharma ityuchyate. That which upholds everything is dharma. That by which everything is upheld is dharma. Dhriyate anena iti dharmaha. That is the actual meaning. But the word, therefore, in that order, the life, the way of life, which is in keeping with the dharma, which is in keeping with the way of life, which is in conformity with that order, which does not disturb the order, which is in conformity with that order, is also said, meant by the word dharmaha. Okay, please remember the word dharmaha, the universal, natural, moral, law and order. That by which everything is held, that which alone supports everything, upholds everything is dharma. And the way of life enjoined by the Shastram, which is in conformity with that dharma, which does not disturb that order, is also dharmaha. So what is the dharma here? So the word dharma means way of life. Dharmat bhavati. That jnanam happens only by strictly following the lifestyle. I want to live the way I want to live. No, you can live the way you want to live, but you'll be away from jnanam. Only by strictly following that way of life, jnanam siddhyati. Jnanam bhavati. Dharmat bhavati. What is that lifestyle? Atma jnana nishta rupaha dharmaha. Atma jnana nishta rupat dharmat eva tad jnanam bhavati. Atma jnana nishta rupat dharmat. That moksha, that absolute ultimate end called moksha happens because of the jnanam. That jnanam itself is assimilated, ascertained knowledge, which is in the form of what? The way of life must be the way of life, which is in the form of Atma Jnana Nishta Rupat Dharmat Bhavati. Atma Jnanam, Atma Jnana Nishta Rupat Dharmat Bhavati means what? The way of life, which is in the form of nishtha. The way of life is in the form of nishtha. The word nishtha is a very beautiful word. You know why? That tha stands for sthitihi. The nishtha, if you take the word nishtha, shtha, that tha stand for Shta stands for sthitihi. Sthitihi. Because the root is tha. Stha is the dhatu from which you derive this verb tishtati. Tishtati means remains, stays. And sthitihi is a noun. Sthanam is a neuter noun. And sthitihi is a feminine noun. So, shta stands for sthanam or sthitihi. Sthitihi sthanam. Sthanam, remaining, staying. That's why any place is called sthanam. It's a different, okay, We get the word meaning differently. But sthanam literally is a gerund, staying, remaining. And what is the feminine form of it? Sthitihi. Sthanam, sthitihi. The nouns derived from, which mean the same, derived from the same root stha. And ni stands for nitaram. Nitaram sthanam. Nishtha. Nitaram sthitihi nishtha. Nitaram or nitaram. Both these words are indeclinable words. Nitaram as an adverb is an indeclinable word. Nitaram is also an indeclinable word. It can't. Nitaram means what? Always, sarvada. So nitaram, really, totally, entirely, always. See how many words are there? Nitaram means what? Always. Nitaram means what? Entirely. I'm taking two words. Okay? Nitaram sthitihi. Nitaram sthitihi. Nitaram means really, totally, entirely. Adverbs, all indicable words. Then nitaram, always, sthitihi. Nitaram sthitihi, nitaram sthanam, nitaram sthitihi, nitaram sthanam, sthitihi is nishtha. Always remaining in the nature of oneself. Always abiding in oneself. Swatmani avasthanam, we have read in Upanishad. Swatmani avasthanam is nishtha here. You remain where? We have nishtha. We remain always in something else. Okay, nitaram sthiti means always remaining, always abiding. Really abiding, entirely abiding, totally abiding in one's own self. That's why nishtha rupat, lifestyle in the form of always remaining. In what? Atmajnanam. Always remaining in the nature of the self understood from the Shastra. Contemplative life. Atmajnana nishtha means being contemplative. When I say simply say being contemplative, it may not be very expressive. Atmajnana nishtha means very expressive. Atmajnana nishtha rupat dharmat bhavati. See, if you want moksha, okay, no shortcut method. Shankara Bhagavatpada is very strict. Now, okay. No, just for the sake of keeping you happy, pleasing you, we say for everything okay. No, he is very strict. Tatcha jnanam, tatcha nishrayasam, param nishrayasam bhavati. Atmika nishtarupa dharma teva bhavati. Only by strictly following the lifestyle which involve, wherein one always constantly, continuously, really, entirely, totally remains in, okay, remains with the nature of one's own self, which you must have understood already through Shravanam. Atma jnana nishtha rupat dharmat bhavati. Only by living a contemplative life. Living a contemplative life is said to be what? Atmajnana nishtha rupaha dharmaha. Atmajnana nishtha rupaha dharmaha is equal to lifestyle which involves a discipline of contemplation always. Atma jnana ishta rupa dharmat bhavati. Okay, if atma jnana ishta is important, ఆల్వేస్ ఇఫ్ ఆత్మజ్ఞాన నిష్ఠ ఇఫ్ వన్ మస్ట్ హ్యావ్. మోక్ష పరం నిశ్రేయసం హ్యాపన్స్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మజ్ఞాన నిష్ఠారూప ధర్మ. The lifestyle involving the discipline of contemplation, constantly abiding in oneself, being with oneself. That contemplative life is possible only if the attention is taken away from everything else. If attention is placed everywhere, attention will not be available for contemplation. Isn't it true or not? Atla urukala, setla urukala. That is not possible. I put my leg there, I put here also. No. Total. That's why nitaram, entirely abiding in oneself. Which means attention must be taken away from everywhere else. If attention be taken away everywhere else, means what? One's attention must not be placed in pursuing other ends. So it is said, sarva karma sanyasa purvaka. There is an adjective describing what is atmajnana nishtarupaha dharma. Sarva karma sanyasa purvaka atmajnana nishtarupaha dharma. There is a way of life. There is a lifestyle which is governed by the contemplation, the discipline of contemplation. That a person withdraws himself from all other activities. All other activities means all other pursuits. So sarva karma sannyasaha does not mean simply giving up all physical activities. Please make a note. Sarva karma sannyasaha means renunciation of all activities. Very good. Bhagavad Gita emphasizes renunciation of all activities. Let me sit in a corner. Who will come and put mummy in your mouth? Therefore, sarva karma sannyasa does not mean giving up all physical activities. One must do one's important nitya karma, naimittika karma, Kamya karma in conformity with dharma. You say kamya karma, laugi karma, I mean. All you have to do in conformity with dharma. In everything, that's why karma yoga also involves what now? There's no time you forget Bhagavan. But here, sannyasa is recommended here. Sarva karma sannyasaha means giving up activities performed for pursuing other ends, artha kama dharmas. For the sake of accumulating punyam, you don't do any activity. For the sake of enjoyment of pleasures, you do not involve yourself in activities. For the sake of acquiring, hoarding wealth, you do not involve in yourself activities. You have to do something to earn your livelihood because you cannot be a parasite. Being a parasite also is a papa karma. Depending upon the council money. Okay, not doing anything. That is not right. I'm a sannyasi, so I want to depend upon. Not right. Okay. So, being a parasite is papa karma. So, you have to learn your livelihood. And you must do something to contribute also for what you are consuming. So, totally giving up physical activities is not meant by the word sarva karma sannyasa. Sarvakarma sannyasaha means strictly involving oneself totally in activities performed for pursuing other three ends, artha kama dharmas. Hoarding money with greed and for enjoyment of pleasures doing things and accumulating punyam doing things. Okay, they're all all activities which will take attention totally away from your swarupam. Even for Shravanam, you need certain degree of concentration, focus. Mananam, of course, you need focus. Nidhyasanam, you need total focus. Okay, you can't say, I want to do that and this. No. But even when you are doing that, you do not forget. So, Shravanam, one must have done. Manam one must have done. Manam, what is manam? Repeated shravanam itself will become mananam. One has clear understanding of oneself, which is atmajnanam. And atmajnana nishta, rupaha dharmaha. The person lives, follows the way of life, which is dharma. And the way of life is governed by the discipline of contemplation, which means a person always totally abides in one's own self. It's always contemplative. He knows his swarupam. So he is always contemplative. Even after shravanam, you gain jnanam. You know what you are essentially. But you hardly pay attention to your swarupam, dwelling upon what you are. How can you assimilate it? It is like understanding any mathematics or physics, chemistry. You use it and forget about it. No. This jnanam you cannot forget. You must understand and you must always remind yourself of what you are, what you are, what you are. You are constantly, continuously reminding oneself of one's own essential nature, which one has understood from Shastra, is being contemplative. So, Swarupa Anusandhanam is here Atmajnana Ishta Rupaha Dharmaha. Contemplation. The lifestyle governed by the discipline of contemplation, that one always abides in totally in one's own essential nature. And that is possible only if a person's attention is totally available. Which means one must have, that's why antahkarana naischalyam. Now you understand why antahkarana naischalyam is always emphasized. Mental steadiness. Mental steadiness means attention does not go anywhere. Attention remains in one thing. Antahkarana naischalyam is very difficult. Mind will be going here and there. So antahkarana naischalyam is important. Always we say, initially, we say these two disciplines are very important. Mental preparation is important for contemplation. Atmajnana ishta rupaha dharmaha is possible only if we have antahkarana naischalyam. That is why we are trained from the beginning. Okay, the life of karma yoga, the worship and prayer, the upasanam is emphasized for you to have this preparedness in terms of antakarana naischalyam. Naischalyam is important. Without naischalyam, what atmajnanishta, upaha dharmaha? Impossible. Therefore, for naischalyam, one must have, okay, when the naischalyam is there, it is possible for you to have, to live a contemplative life. So, moksha is in the form of ascertainment of the vision of one's own self. And ascertainment of vision of one's own self is in the form of contemplative life. Is possible only if a person lives a contemplative life. And the contemplative life is possible when attention is totally available. For the attention to be available totally for contemplation, it must be, what now? One must have grown out of desire for arthakama dharmas. So one must withdraw oneself from all forms of activities performed for pursuing other three arthakama dharmas. This is what is said to be sarvakarma sannyasaha. Sarvakarma sannyasaha means renunciation of all activities, means not simply giving up all physical activities, but freeing oneself from all unwanted, unnecessary activities pursued for the sake of accumulating wealth, enjoyment of pleasures, and accumulation of punyam. So it must be understood, one must live one's life. One must do enough to earn one's livelihood, to enjoy one's pleasures righteously. That's all. Okay, all the time one must, as a grihastha, as a brahmachari, you have your duty. As a grihastha, one is allowed to do all these accumulation of wealth, accumulation, enjoyment of pleasures, all arthakamas, all punyamas also. All three purusharthas are for grihastha. That is why in our shastram, pursuit of arthakama dharmas are not. Pursue arthakama dharma is not said to be a wrong thing. One must pursue arthakama dharmas. Arthakamas for living this life in conformity with dharma. Even as a grihastha. And how long will you be doing? And when you become physically old, okay, physically when you age and old, and the physical body cannot cope with any more the mental aspirations, then you have to slow down. Not you, you want to slow down. Your body condition slows you down. Then at least you can be contemplative. Pujya Swamiji used to say, the Hindu Sanatana Dharma is also beautiful. The way of life itself is for preparing one for old age. When you become bold, and you must be contemplative. You must become a Sarvakarma Sannyasi. No more complaining at the old age. Okay, in order not to complain about the old age, Sarvakarma Sannyasaha means withdrawing oneself from all the activities which a person would have performed. A person is performing for the pursuing Arthakama Dharmas. So once you are free from all forms of activities performed for pursuing Arthakama Dharmas, your attention is not grabbed away by such activities. Attention is not totally available because you have nice antakana naischalyam, and then you also understood the teaching, so you're able to be contemplative. Your lifestyle now is completely contemplative life. You are able to focus. You are always totally, really are able to abide in your swarupam, your own nature. Okay? Only then moksha is possible. How beautiful it is. Tatucha sarva karma sannyasa purvakat Atmajnanishtharupat dharmat bhavati. Important sentence here. You must make a note. What is tat here? Tatcha nishparam nishreyasam katham bhavati. The question. Okay, binary question. Param nishreyasam katham bhavati. Param nishreyasam sarvakarma sannyasa purvakat Atmajnanishtharupat dharmateva bhavati. This is the answer. So the word dharma is lifestyle. The life. A person's life. The style of the life is such that a person spends all his time in contemplation. He places his mind only in his own swarupam. So placing one's attention on one's own swarupam is what? Being with oneself, staying with oneself. Physically, you can stay anywhere. But your mind can stay elsewhere. Understand? But here, staying with yourself means what? Placing the attention of your mind in your swarupam always. Which you have understood. Is being contemplative. This is Atmajnanishtharupaha Dharmaha, and which is possible, which presupposed by what? Even the renunciation of all activities performed for pursuit of Arthakama Dharmaha. That is why even the beautiful definition of meditation, you must have heard about it. Okay. So, Vijatiya Vritti Anantarita Sajatiya vritti pravaha. You know, so vijatiya vritti anantarita sajatiya vritti pravaha. What is contemplation here? The constant continuous flow of thoughts, similar thoughts, to the exclusion of thoughts pertaining to other objects. It is definition. Vijatiya vritti anantarita sajatiya vritti pravaha. Okay, it can be further expanded. I don't want to go to that. I want you to remember that. This is what he says. See, one must have contemplative disposition, mental contemplative disposition. One must be contemplative, for which one must naturally, one must have grown out of Tisilvartha Kama Dharmas. Dharmai, one must be able to withdraw one's attention from all the activities. One must withdraw oneself from all activities. This sarva karma sannyasa. Okay. Tatha yameva gitartham dharmam uddishya bhagavata eva uktam. Tatha imameva gitartham. Gitartham dharmam uddishya. Bhagavata eva uktam. Okay, very beautiful. Let us remember here. By same Krishna, Bhagavata eva uktam means what? The same Krishna Bhagavan, Krishna Paramatma, by whom this Bhagavad Gita has been taught to Arjuna, the same Bhagavan, it was again repeated. The same Gita teaching was repeated by Bhagavan Krishna to Arjuna again. Oh, when, where, you may ask. The whole Bhagavad Gita Krishna taught in 18 chapters. And again Krishna taught the same teaching in the same Mahabharatam. Okay, same Krishna taught the same content of Bhagavad Gita. Again second time. The same student Arjuna, same student, same teacher, same teaching. And that teaching, not 18 chapters, okay, 36 chapters, which is called Anugita. Away Anugita, Gita given following this Gita is Anugita. Following the teachings of the same Bhagavad Gita, again teaching was given by Bhagavan, imparted by Bhagavan, same Krishna Bhagavan. He played second time also teacher of role, he played the role of a teacher. Somehow people don't talk about it. Because this Gita was taught when Arjuna desperately needed Jnanam. That Anugita was taught when Arjuna was so relaxed. That is the difference. So the teaching given when a person was relaxed is not discussed. The teaching given when he was in desperate condition is given. Talking about. When you talk about a medicine, to a person who has recovered from sickness, you will not talk very highly of it, isn't it? You will talk about the medicine that was given when he was just suffering in pain. Therefore, this Bhagavad Gita became more popular than Anugita. Anugita also, same teaching, Bhagavan Krishna taught, to same Arjuna, when he was more relaxed, after everything was over, Arjuna asked, oh Krishna, oh my God, that teaching you gave me was so wonderful. Now I'm so relaxed. Would you mind repeating it aloud to listen to it? And Pooja Swamiji always says, when you want somebody else talking about you, you always love. Bhagavad Gita is all about yourself. Somebody comes and talks about one's own self, you will not be interested. If he talks about you, if he prays, then it is desirable, isn't it? somebody talks about his own, I went there, I did this, he is blowing his own trumpet. But when he talks about you, when somebody praises you, talks about you, you love to listen to. And here is the real nature of yourself. Isn't it? That is why Shastram is always wonderful and beautiful. Always is very interesting because it's for all of us, it is all about ourselves, our own nature. So here, now at Bhagavad Krishna, the Shankara Bhagavad Pada quotes a statement from Anugita. The following 100 is Anugita. So same Krishna taught same Arjuna later on in Anugita, which also forms part of Mahabharatam, which consists of 36 chapters. From the 36th chapter to the 51st chapter. And there, what does Bhagavan say? Bhagavan says, Jnanan is the only means of discovering freedom. Jnanam eva mokshaha. Knowledge is freedom. No shortcut method. You have to have ascertained, clear, doubt-free knowledge of your own essential nature for you to take ownership of freedom, to claim the freedom, happiness, which you are already, which is your own Swarupam. No shortcut method. So, he says it here. Now, Shankaracharya says, Imameva Gitartham Dharmam Uddishya. Okay, having his focus on the same teaching of Bhagavad Gita, the same content of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavata Eva Muktam, not by any other teacher, by Bhagavan himself, the same fact was emphasized. What was the fact? Sahahi Dharmaha Supariyaptaha Brahmanaha Pada Vedane. Brahmanaha Pada Vedane Sahi Dharmaha Supariyaptaha. Sahahi Dharmaha, that Dharmaha, that life involving the discipline of contemplation. Contemplation itself is enough. The discipline of contemplation, the life governed by the discipline of contemplation, wherein one always abides in one's own self, one remains always in one's own essential nature, one places one's attention in one's own mind, Swarupam, that itself is Pariyaptaha. Pariyapta means enough. Supariyaptaha means 100%, that itself is enough. Absolutely adequate. Absolutely enough. The su is very emphatic. Supariyaptaha. Saha dharma supariyaptaha. Brahmanaha pada vedane. In knowing, in discovering the moksha, the absolute end moksha. In discovering the absolute end moksha, in discovering happiness, the fullness of happiness, by way of discovering the truth of the universe, obtaining as one's own self, and ascertaining the vision of one's own self, ascertainment of vision of one's own self is moksha, for which that lifestyle involving the depth of contemplation is enough. It means no karma is required. Standing upside down is not required. No asanas are required. See, yoga asanas are very, very good. We must practice to keep physically fit, to become mentally disciplined. But not for moksha. To be disciplined, to have the mental preparation required for jnanam, do any karma in conformity with dharma. Practice all disciplines. Music, Pujaswami used to say this. Music, dance, artwork, any other mundane activities, even rituals prescribed in the Karma Shastram, all forms of worship, all these religious activities, So, secure, sacred activities in conformity with dharma, means you're ethical, are all important. All disciplines are important. That is why asana is called yoga. All those eightfold limbs are said to be yoga. They're all, anything practiced is ultimately to discipline the mind. Puja Swami used to say, anything practiced to discipline the mind is yoga. So karma can become a discipline. Anything you do, if it is, this disciplines your mind, if it contributes for disciplining your mind, it is yoga. So all these are only for disciplining the mind. It have to have mental purification, mental steadiness, but not for moksha. Mental preparation is for the jnanam. Jnanam alone superyaptam for moksha. No karma is required. That is what is the teaching here. So we should not mistake. Okay, very careful. Shastram, in Shastram, nowhere karma is underestimated, undermined. But we should not overvalue it. That is the problem, isn't it? So, sahahi dharmaha superyaptaha brahmanaha padavedane. In understanding, in accomplishing the ultimate padam, moksha, jnanam itself is enough. Ascertained vision of one's own self itself is enough. For which one needs contemplative life. The exclusion of the, all other pursuits. This is the teaching. Iti sahahi dharmaha superyaptaha brahmanaha pada vedane. Brahma padam, brahma, okay? Brahmanaha padam means what? The moksha padam, moksha padavi. In discovering freedom. Vedana means knowing. In discovering freedom, discovering, in no, discovering freedom, the ultimate goal, which is the Swarupam of Brahma, for which all that one needs is Atma Jnana Rupa Nishtha, Atma Jnana Nishtha, Atma Jnana Nishtha Rupaha Dharmaha. That is Paryapta, Paryaptaha. No karma, no action is required. No action is required. So this is what is mistaken by some people. You know, meditation is the only way. Please understand, meditation, of course, the contemplation here is meditation. Contemplation is dwelling upon one's own essential nature, is contemplation. And the contemplation is mental activity, meditation. Contemplation is meditation because it's a mental activity. But mental activity, contemplation or meditation, being a mental activity, is not meant for removal of ignorance. It can be practiced before the attainment of jnanam, okay, to discipline the mind. The meditation as contemplation can be practiced only after the attainment of jnanam. It's only for ascertaining what you have understood, not for removal of ignorance. Because no activity can remove ignorance, for which you need only shravanam. For removal of ignorance, you want jnanam. For jnanam, you need to do shravanam, not meditation. Okay, first do shravanam, have jnanam. Then nididhyasanam is for ascertaining, assimilating the jnanam which you all attained through shravanam. You do shravanam, attain jnanam. then you don't really dwell upon it all the time. There's no Atma Jnana Nishtarupaha Dharmaha is not there. Means still you moksha, even though moksha is your surupam, you're not able to enjoy the benefit of jnanam. That's why Atma Jnana Nishtarupaha Dharmaha is very important for enjoying the benefit of jnanam. So not being able to enjoy the benefit of jnanam is as good as not having the jnanam. So we should remember all these facts. Meditation is for assimilation. Contemplation is for assimilation, ascertainment of the knowledge one already has got through Shravanam. Okay, which means totally one must place one's attention only in one's own Sarupam. So which means naturally one must withdraw oneself from other pursuits of Artha Kama Dharmas. So sarva karma sanyasa purvakat atmajnana nishtarupa dharmat bhavati tatha imameva gitartham dharmam uddishya bhagavata uktam. Considering the same teaching, having his keeping in mind the same teaching of Bhagavad Gita by Bhagavan, same Krishna Bhagavan, again said in the Anugita, later in the Mahabharatam, naiva dharma dharma okay, sahahi dharmaha supariyaptaha brahmanaha padavedane iti anugitasu iti anugitasu anugitasu. Why anugitasu? Anugita is a text. Okay, a text which forms part of the Mahabharatam. It has consist of 36 chapters. Therefore, he used the term plural. Don't think there's so many Gitas. There's only one more Gita called Anugita, consisting of 36 chapters. Okay. Therefore, it is said, Anugitasu. Tatraiva cha uktam. There itself, in the same Anugita itself, it has been said by Bhagavan. And tatraiva, there itself, cha uktam. And it has been said. What has been said there itself in Anugita? Naiva dharmi, nacha dharmi, nachaiva hi shubha shubhi. Naiva dharmi na cha dharmi na chaiva hi shubha shubhi. Naiva dharmi na cha dharmi na chaiva hi shubha shubhi. One sentence he says, yasyad ekasane linas tushnim kinchida chintayan. Okay, these two statements from Anugita. What is the next words? Three sentences we have. One I have explained. Dharmi nacha adharmi nacha yevahi shubha ashubhi. This person who has jnanam. Jnanam is free. The person who has jnanam is free. He enjoys moksha as his own swarupam. Nacha dharmi, not the one who is involved in right action. Nacha adharmi, not the one, definitely not at all, the one who is involved in wrong action. Nacha eva shubha ashubhi, not the one who enjoys the desirable, pleasant result of right action. Ashubhi is the one who goes through the suffering or the unpleasant, undesirable result of a wrong action. Not the one. What this sentence states is the right action, wrong action, or the enjoyer of the right action, the enjoyer of the result of right action, or the enjoyer of the result of wrong action, all these people do not enjoy freedom. The freedom is enjoyable only by that person, for that person who has jnanam, who has atma jnana nishtha, who has atma jnana nishtha, who has ascertained doubtry vision of one's own self, always by abiding, one who abides in oneself, only for whom there is a moksha. This is the statement, which means action has nothing to do with enjoying moksha. Enjoyment of moksha is the enjoyment of the benefit of the knowledge of the self. That requires only self-abidance, which means one must be contemplative of one's own surupam. No action is required. No result of action is required there. That is the meaning of this sentence. Yaha syad ekasane, ekasane leenaha. Yaha syat ekasane leenaha. What is ekasane leenaha? Just being oneself is ekasane leenaha. Leenaha. Tushnim, just being oneself, having resolved his identity in one's own self. Just being oneself. Without thinking of anything else. Kinchit na chintayan. Not thinking of anything else. Kinchit na chintayan. Not thinking of anything else. Remaining quiet. The one who abides in one's own self is free. Nasya yasyada ekasane leenaha tushtim kinchida chintayan. See, all these statements do not, please don't mistake, do not state one must remain physically inactive. Okay? Physical activities have to be performed to take care of the needs. But where one's mind must be, how one's mind must be, that is very important. That is what is emphasized here. Yaha syadekasane leenaha tushnim, tushnim ekasane yaha leenaha syat kinchit achintayan, not thinking, without thinking of anything else. Again, contemplation is emphasized. So all these are statements emphasizing the discipline of contemplation. So being contemplative means always placing one's attention in one's own surupam, which one has already understood. Which is possible only if attention is available, for which one must free oneself from, withdraw oneself from all unwanted, unnecessary activities involved in pursuing Arthakama Dharmas. Iti jnanam sanyasa lakshanam. Again, one more sentence comes. Jnanam sanyasa lakshanam. The iti goes with the previous sentence. So if we read again. Tatha imameva gitartham dharmam uddishya bhagavatayeva uktam. All these are so many statements. Shankara Bhagavatpada has taken from, brought into a notice from Anugita. Without these statements, we would not have thought of Anugita. തത്രേവ ഉക്തം സഹിധർമ്മ സുപര്യാപ്ത ബ്രഹ്മണ പദവേദനേ. സഹിധർമ്മ സുപര്യാപ്തോ ബ്രഹ്മണ പദവേദനേ ഇതി അനുഗീതാസു. തത്രേവ ച ഉക്തം നൈവ നൈവ ധർമ്മേന ചാധർമ്മേ ന ചൈവ ഹി ശുഭാശുഭി. Not the right doer, not the wrong doer, not the one who enjoy of right action, results of right action, not the enjoy of wrong action, enjoy the benefit of jnana moksha. It is the person who has jnanam, he alone enjoys moksha. Again, the one who is contemplative without thinking of anything else, remaining quiet, one who just remains with oneself, യഹ സ്യാദ് ഏകാസനേ ലീനഹ കിഞ്ചിത് അചിന്തയൻ ഇതി. വൺ മോർ സെന്റൻസ്. ജ്ഞാനം സന്യാസ ലക്ഷണം ഇതി ച. ജ്ഞാനം ഈസ് ക്യാരക്ടറൈസ്ഡ് ബൈ വാട്? സന്യാസഹ. See, this assimilated, ascertained vision of the truth obtaining of one's own self is here jnanam. That jnanam is in the form of withdrawal of oneself from activities performed for pursuing artha kama dharmas. I'm repeating this. We should not mistake totally giving up physical activities. How much time we spend in other things, enjoyment of pleasures, how much time we spend in other things, especially the grown-up people. Okay. Jnanam sanyasa lakshanam iti cha. Having said that, iha apicha ante uktam arjunaya, not only in Anugita, in the same Bhagavad Gita itself, iha apicha, ante finally, Arjunaya uktam, it was said to Arjuna in 18th chapter. What was said? Sarva dharman parityajya, mamekam sharanam vraja. Sarva dharman parityajya, mamekam sharanam vraja. Mamekam sharanam vraja. For happiness, may you lean only on Bhagavan. May you be dependent only on Bhagavan. Take refuge only in Bhagavan for happiness. What is Bhagavan? Bhagavan is the truth, your swarupam. Bhagavan is none other than your swarupam, your own essential nature. The essential nature of the whole jagat, essential nature of every being, the only truth of everything, the only self of everything, everyone is said to be Bhagavan here. Therefore, be dependent, take refuge in, lean only on Bhagavan. Sarva dharman parityajya. Sarva dharman. So the word dharma, don't take, giving up all dharma. Okay. Dharma here means karma. All karmas which make you earn punyam, which will retain you in samsara. So sarva dharman parityajya. Mam ekam sharanam vraja. Be dependent on Bhagavan. Being dependent on Bhagavan, taking refuge in Bhagavan means what? Being committed to the pursuit of jnanam, attaining jnanam. And reveling in jnanam is Bhagavat Sharanagati. Okay, now I'm going to explain these sentences in tomorrow's class also. Okay, let me tell you here. Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. Because this sentence comes in this Bhagavad Gita itself. What is Bhagavat Sharanagati? Mam ekam sharanam vraja. Raja, may you take refuge in me only. Be depend only on Bhagavan. Which means, may you not be dependent on anything else in the world. May not be dependent on the Jagat for your happiness and security. Shift your dependence from the world of material things to Bhagavan, the truth of all the beings, the truth of the entire universe. May not be leaning on the forms, names and functions which constitute this world. May you rely only on the Swarupam of the forms, names and functions, the truth of the entire world, obtaining as the truth of every being, truth of yourself. Okay, this shift must happen. Dependence must be shifted from the world to Bhagavan for happiness and security. So dependence again, what? Dependence must culminate in what? Culminate in discovering Bhagavan as the very truth. So knowing the truth is knowing Bhagavan, which is discovering of happiness, moksha. So jnana deva kaivalyam, jnanam itself is enough. Sarva dharman parityajya means what? Sarva dharma parityagaha does not mean remaining physically inactive. I'm repeating this because people will mistake sometimes. Giving up all other extra unwanted, unnecessary activities, especially at an older age, for pursuing Arthakama dharmas. And Shankara Bhagavatpada says, this morning also I mentioned, you know, Dukkhin karane nahi nahi rakshati. Karma will not protect you. Karma, what, how many ever karmas you do, whatever karma you do, karma phalam is not moksha. Karma can only produce punyam even if you do right actions. The punyam will retain you. Punyam is like a golden knife. It will keep you, it will retain you in samsara only. It will not free you. So karma must be only for disciplining your mind. But this in disciplined mind, which is disciplined mind, is a steady mind, which is available, the dispassionate mind, the mind where there's dispassion toward Arthakama dharmas because of the viveka. The viveka, okay, the mind with the discriminative understanding, the mind with the dispassion, which is withdrawn, withdrawable from other things, then there is, the mind must be available for understanding the teaching. When the teaching has been understood, mind must be always placed repeatedly in the same teaching. That is why Vedanta study is not a 3-year core program or 4-year program. It's a lifelong program. Everyday program. Sadatanaka, sadatanaha dharmaha, sanatanaha dharmaha. Sadatanaha is sanatanaha. Okay? This way of life is always for you to remember Bhagavan, to remember the truth, just to be with yourself, ultimately, just to accomplish the ultimate. Therefore, what is said here is, Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. So, again, Bhagavat Sharanagatihi, I told you already, initially, as a karma yogi, living a life of dharma is sharanagati. Because in living a life of dharma, consciously, thoughtfully, having moksha as the purushartha, the commitment to the pursuit of jnanam, for mental preparation, doing everything with proper attitude, in conformity with dharma, is sharanagati. Karma yogi is a sharanagati. Living a life of karma yoga is a sharanagati. Because for a karma yogi, the will becomes surrendered to Bhagavan in the form of dharma. Surrendering, this Puja Swami's beautiful explanation, surrendering one's will to Bhagavan in the form of universal, natural, moral law and order, the dharma is Sharanagati, relative Sharanagati, which means my will is not used, abused, misused to fulfill my personal likes and dislikes. Will is used only to do the right, to refrain from the wrong. Therefore, will, when a person chooses to do the right action, refrains from the wrong action, his will becomes surrendered to Bhagavan, the Mahav Dharma, order, which is relative Sharanagati. Dharmam Sharanam Gacchami. Dharma Sharanagati, relative Sharanagati. Then, absolute Sharanagati happens in the wake of the knowledge, in having ascertained doubtful vision of Bhagavan being everything. All that is, there's only Bhagavan. There's no second thing other than Bhagavan. And I am non-separate from Bhagavan. There's no I which is separate from Bhagavan. There's no this separate from Bhagavan. All that is, there's only Bhagavan. In having this clear ascertained vision, when a person resolves one's identity in Bhagavan, one loses oneself by resolving oneself in Bhagavan, which is total Sharanagati, absolute Sharanagati, which is sub-Sharanagati. Okay, there's no other Sharanagati. And there, what is there is only fullness of happiness, mokshaha. Nitya nirantara sukham mokshaha. Isn't Sharanagati? So Bhagavan says, Mam ekam sharanam braja sarvadharman parityajya. In fact, for we have 38 pages of explanation. I think for this one sentence, long commentary we have. Shankaracharya's and Pujasam's unfoldment also we have a long. In home study, those who are studying Bhagavan home study, you must have read it already. So Bhagavan says the same thing here in this chapter, Bhagavad Gita, and he emphasizes this fact in Anugita. Moksha, enjoyment of freedom, which is already there, always there. Reveling in fullness of happiness is the enjoyment of the benefit of the knowledge, which is possible only if a person lives a contemplative life. A person places my attention in one's own sarupam, which is possible, attention is available, for which one must naturally withdraw oneself from all forms of activities performed for pursuing Arthakama Dharmas. To the exclusion of the pursuit of Arthakama Dharmas, one must totally focus one's attention in one's own sarupam, which is sannyasa purvaka, sarvakarma sannyasa purvakaha, Atmajnanishtarupaha dharmaha. Only because of this, only by this, sarva karma sanyasa purvakat atmajnanishtarupat dharmat tat param nishreyasam bhavati abhyudayartha api yaha pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha varnashramamcha uddishya vihitaha. Saha devadi sthana prapti heturapi san ishwararpana buddhya anushtiyamanaha sattva shuddhaye bhavati phala abhisandhi varjitaha. Very beautiful. This time, the next following sentence, Bhagavan, the Shankara Bhagavatpada beautifully states karma yoga in his own language. Okay? He talked about jnana yoga. Now he's going to talk about karma yoga. So by way of presenting, he's discussing the subject matter of Bhagavad Gita. Nishrayasam is the prayojanam. Vishayaha, what is the content of Bhagavad Gita that is being discussed now? We'll see tomorrow. Is it clear? Okay.
Swamini,
Yeah.
why dharma is to be interpreted as karma here?
See, anything karma, because karma alone is used to earn punyam. The word dharma, I told you, but there's a law of karma. There's an order involved there. The word dharma literally means an order, universal order by which everything is upheld, which upholds, is dharma. Even you can't even say universal order alone. The dharma, many, many things come under the title of dharma. But one of the meanings of the word dharma is what? Now, karma. Karma, the action which enables you earn punyam, is dharma. An action which enables you earn papam, which retains you in samsara, we don't call it dharma. Adharma, that is. It's also dharma. Okay? Generally, the word dharma has so many things are meant by the word dharma. Dharma does not mean any one thing. Ethics. No, dharma. Universal values come under the topic of dharma. Action is dharma. Way of life is dharma. So the word dharma has different contextual meanings. Okay, again, I told you the whole life itself, what makes this life that driyate? What is that by which this continuity of life is sustained? Action, isn't it? Driyate means sustained. You're born, you perform actions, again, death happens, again, you're born, again, continuity of life, the samsara is sustained by also what? Action. Perform action, the results are produced. To exhaust the results, you are born again, sustained. Therefore, also dharma is meant by the word, karma is meant by the word dharma. Performance of actions retains you in samsara forever. Dhriyate, aneneti. Understand? Samsara is sustained by results of actions. Results of actions are produced by karma. Therefore, the word karma also is meant by the word dharma. But dharma actually means the order. That's why Pooja Swami used to say, the more you study Shastram, the more and more you understand the Shastra teaching, the more you understand dharma. In fact, understanding dharma is understanding Bhagavan himself. Ishvara for us is dharma. Understanding dharma, understanding Bhagavan himself. That's why the more you study, the more you understand dharma. The more you understand dharma and Ishvara, the more you understand dharma also. Om, we'll see tomorrow. ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णापूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्तिशान्तिशान्तिः हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ